Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. For people who have lost a limb, a prosthetic device can be life-changing. But prosthetics are expensive and are not always covered by health insurance. A new bill in the Michigan legislature would change that. It was introduced by State Representative Beau LaFave, who has a very personal connection to the issue, and he joins me now. Representative LaFave, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.
Representative, you've described what people go through now to get a new prosthetic limb, first visiting a prosthetist to assess your needs, then going to your primary care doctor who gives you a referral to another doctor who then gives you a referral back to your prosthetist, and that's all before you talk to your insurance company. How would your bill simplify things?
My bill is going to make it so prosthetics are covered more like implanted devices, like if you needed a new hip. But right now they're covered under what's called durable medical equipment, which would be like wheelchairs, as opposed to like a hip or a knee replacement that you'd put inside of your leg.
As I mentioned earlier, this is a very personal issue for you. You've used a prosthetic for virtually your entire life. I'd like to ask you to share your story with us.
Yeah, I was born with a congenital birth defect that affected the left side of my body. On my leg, they amputated at about 18 months, and they did what's called a knee disarticulation, where they take the kneecap off and separate the top of the knee from the bottom half of the knee.
And could you describe the importance of having the right prosthetic and the right fit and how that affects your quality of life?
If you don't have a prosthetic that fits quite right, if you've got a socket that is constantly causing sores because it just is rubbing in the wrong place and you can't get up and get out to work, you're going to gain weight. You're going to feel as though you're not being productive. That can cause clinical depression, and that can cause a lack of desire to get up and enjoy the world.
Could you give us some idea of the costs that are involved for these artificial limbs?
You might be able to find a way to build a prosthetic for about $3,000.
$3,000, wow.
Yeah, that's probably the lowest you could get away with. On the upper end, I mean, you could make it, you could be the $500,000 man, no problem. I think my prosthetic is about $70,000, and I'm 3 years out and going to probably use a new one. So I don't need to get my leg lengthened anymore, but when you're young, it's incredibly more expensive. When you're a young kid, you're looking at a new, whether it be a socket or a knee or an ankle, at least once every 18 months.
What does the offset for insurance currently provide? How much lower does that cost drop down?
So what we would like to do is make it so it's the standard 80-20 or 90-10. Right now, they're covering these as durable medical equipment, which means it's a separate line on your policy, as opposed to if you go to the doctor and have a heart operation, generally you'll have maybe a couple $1,000 deductible, and then everything after that, or a maximum out of pocket, everything's covered.
Representative, you're a lifelong resident of the UP and represent a portion of the UP. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the unprecedented rains over the weekend there that caused so much damage and destruction. Part of your district is part of the area that Governor Snyder declared a state of disaster. Can you describe what you've seen and heard from people up there and how things are going now?
Yeah, in Houghton County and Menominee County, I mean, they got pummeled 2 days in a row. In Houghton, we have 20-foot sinkholes. It's going to cost a lot of money to fix it, and there's a lot of homes that got swept away, and there is a lot of damage in Menominee County as well. There's about 40, 50 roads that got washed out and were impassable at certain points, and a few of those roads are still not passable at this time. I think we have two highways shut down in Houghton.
And I would imagine that there are a lot more difficulties in terms of mustering up the resources and the workforces to get up there to do that kind of work just because of the remote location of those counties.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that making sure we have the equipment because there are the bodies there.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that wake up in the morning and look out and see their neighbor's house. It's got still got a mudslide in front of it. And I don't know if they grab a cup of coffee or first or not, but next thing you know, they got their boots on and they're out there shoveling it out. So I was glad that the Governor Snyder came up to Houghton and viewed the devastation with Congressman Berkman. The National Guard has been deployed. They have 15 dump trucks, 4 front end loaders, 2 bulldozers, 2 excavators, and the personnel to operate it. The work's going to get done. We will rebuild, and we're going to build it stronger than it was before.
Okay. State Representative Beau LaFave represents the 108th District in the UP. Representative LaFave, thanks very much for your time this morning.
I really appreciate your time, sir. I hope you have a great rest of your day.